Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal, to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. But by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow.
And hello, I am the Arrow, and you're listening to Arrow Talk. This podcast will not fail you. All right, it's me. Welcome, party people. This is Arrow Talk. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about episode 15 of season 5 of the Arrow. This originally aired on March 1st, 2017, Fighting Fire with Fire. Yes, pretty cool, right? Let me read the synopsis of Arrow, of this episode, so you have an idea what we're talking about. Oliver's impeachment process begins with Adrian serving as his attorney. The vigilante starts targeting the former, but is opposed by Prometheus, who is revealed to be Adrian. Dun dun dun! Well, definitely one of those moments. Using Pandora, Felicity and Thea learn about a secret that can be used to blackmail an alderman. Oliver and John dissuade them from using the method. Using a piece of the vigilante suit, Curtis manages to track his location, where he plans to kill Oliver, who publicly disavows the Green Arrow as a cop killer, stating his motive for the cover-up as to protect the people from losing hope. The vigilantes escapes. The council votes against impeachment, however. Thea resigns from Oliver's administration in order to work on her morality. Paul decides to divorce Curtis. Susan gets her job back due to Felicity's anonymous testimony. Felicity then secretly joins Helix. Adrian aggressively demands Susan to listen to his story. In flashbacks, Anatoly demands a spros dobros. I don't know what the hell that means. A process to dispose the parkan. Oliver infiltrates Kovar's mansion and acquires evidence that Gregor has been embezzling the Bratva's money. The majority of the captains vote for Anatoly, but Gregor starts a mutiny. All right. So definitely heavy on the flashbacks in this one. You could tell some episodes they're more heavier than others. This one was definitely heavy because they got to wrap up this Bratva storyline. But let's talk about it. We are live right now. Our number is 914-338-1036. This is Arrow Talk. We have a new caller from area code 239. Who is this?
My name is Matt Oliver Queen. By day, I run Star City as its mayor. By night, I am something else. I am someone else. I am the Green Arrow. What's up, guys?
What's up, Matt Queen?
Yeah, hey, what's up? Very excited for tonight's episode. I'm very excited for tonight's new episode. But, this episode was pretty damn good, I have to say. I mean,
It was. We got a big reveal that Adrian is
Chase.
Prometheus.
I mean, yep, but Adrian why? Chase. I mean, me and my friend Annie were, like, hoping it was Tommy for some reason. I mean, that would have been more
crazy.
That would have
been so much better.
I'm not really buying this. I mean, the actor, he doesn't do so well. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, Prometheus is cool and everything. And what the hell he's putting through Oliver through, I really don't care
for.
Yeah,
and then again,
I mean,
here we are with the mayor, which is Oliver, vowing that the Arrow is a cop killer. I'm like, didn't we already do this already? Detective Quinn or Captain Quinn was after the Green Arrow. Now here we are again. He's setting
the
dogs on himself now.
Yeah, and I do like Prometheus. Like, I love that scene with Prometheus and Vigilante, and he goes, Oliver Queen is mine. And then he goes, not if I kill him first. And then I'm not buying this vigilante character. They need to find vigilante and kill him to the ground. I don't care if he's just long dead. Vigilante is one. I mean, he's cool.
Yeah, well, he
vigilante
did escape
so
in this
bad.
Episode. Yeah, he did escape.
Yeah,
in
I
this
heard.
One.
Yeah, I read. What if vigilante could be Tommy?
Ooh,
that would
there's
be
still
interesting.
Hope. Yeah, and aren't you surprised Malcolm hasn't gone back to the past to save Tommy? Like, aren't you surprised
he could have done that.
Yet? He could have done that so easily.
Yeah, I mean, this episode was good. I mean, like, when Vigilante was about to kill Oliver in the mayor's office for his mayor-type thingy, all of a sudden, those little cool toys that Mr. Terrific has.
Oh, the T-Spears, of course.
Yes, those are pretty cool. And
they
I'm
are
just,
so awesome. Have you ever read Mr. Terrific's comic book?
No, not really, no. Is it a good comic for him?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I have a few, like, digital copies. I'll forward them to you.
Oh, cool, man. But that ending, when he goes to Susan, I have exclusive for you, make it life or death, and then okay, that's it. I am Prometheus. You're no longer safe. I'm gonna kidnap you and break Oliver down to the shit. And man,
that's pretty much it.
It was pretty good. I think season 5 is going very, very strong. I love what they're doing lately, and I just wish Felicity wouldn't join Helix. I mean, why would she join Helix? I mean, it's a seriously stupid hacking type thing going on right now on Arrow.
I didn't buy it either. I'm like, and then for Oliver to be okay with that, even though not in this episode, but later on when we find out that he hears that she's working with them. But yeah, it was a really weird situation that she brought on to herself joining Helix. Another favorite episode, the scene where Oliver is betraying himself as the mayor because he's tied between the two worlds. He's mayor by day and Oliver Queen Arrow by night. And it's hard to have him do both. And that's my problem with this season is like, okay, I hope in the next season he's not the mayor anymore. Because that's just too
that's
much
what I
for
miss.
The character. This is just way too much.
That, you know what, Jesus, I'm with you on that. I mean, this season has been very good. I mean, it feels like to me it's more like a political type show sometimes.
Yeah.
Because,
they've done the gun violence, they've done the drugs, they've done, you know, it's very,
it
very
political.
It needs
to go back the way season 3 was, the way season 2 was, the way season 4 was. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
so,
and then we, you know, we
got to
talk about it, Matt, the whole Bratva flashback.
Yeah.
This needs to end this season. I mean, if they start off with season 6 with flashbacks, I'm like, come on,
they're
guys.
They're not. I read officially they're not. They're done with flashbacks.
I hope they stick to their word, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Well, let's wrap up Arrow Talk as we continue our podcast speed sprint to DC Legends. Do you have any last shout-outs for Arrow fans out there?
Well, I got a couple good Arrow fans. I got my good friend Annie, deserve a shout out. Got my friend John, he watches Arrow, and I got a good friend named Janet. She, I got her into Arrow. And,
that's great.
I got.
I'm so glad you
friends.
Are recruiting for the DC Universe.
Yeah, they like it. I mean, I go to a special day program called For Centers During the Daytime, and I showed them a few episodes of Arrow and a few episodes of Flash and DC Legends of Tomorrow, and they seem to enjoy it.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
They,
with that note,
they,
let's
they
leave
like
on a high
it.
Note here. We conclude this episode of Arrow Talk. We're now switching over to DC Legends, so if you're fans of that, join us there. Have a good night.